Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, welcome in at this time. Two-time champion of the world. We love having him on. All Things Coverage, the podcast. Go check it out with he and his cousin Patrick Peterson. Bryant McFadden joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. B-Mac, good morning.
Good morning. Great day to be alive.
A great day to have you with us, man. Okay, we've been going back and forth, and there's no good middle ground here with Ben Roethlisberger. I don't know. I hold steadfast to this. You can appreciate all he's done. You can understand how great he's been for the city and for the franchise, but you could also understand that $41 million, that's a lot of bread, B-Mac. What do you do with Ben moving forward?
Well, I think understanding and knowing that he would like to play one more year and not having a legit backup plan for him. You know, life after Ben, I don't think the team has really prepared for that element. You know, if this offseason is his last offseason, then try to add pieces around him that can get the best out of him, me personally. Because I don't think you, based on what he means to the organization, based on what he means to the city, if he wants to play one more year, I find it hard to believe the Steelers would tell him, no, we want to cut you, we don't let you go. I think if he wants to play one more year and he's all in, I think the Steelers will be willing to give him that one more year to ride off in sunset after 2021.
Well, Brian, maybe, you know, let's say that they are, and they don't want, you know, an ugly ending here, and yet with the salary cap the way it is and what he's owed, how could they do that to, I don't want to say save face, but you know what I'm talking about? In other words, you want to do everything like this in a respectable way. How could they do that?
Maybe ask them to restructure, you know, to provide some cap flexibility to be able to improve the team. I think understanding and knowing where they are right now as a team, Ben has to understand, like, for them to be able to add pieces, veteran pieces, to help the team on both sides of the football, they need to have the cap flexibility. And right now they don't. So maybe, you know, coming to terms of restructure the deal to provide some type of cap flexibility could be a way to be able to add resources to the team financially.
You can text us, Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Bryant McFadden joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. Okay, take me through this, because you've been around guys, and you were one of those guys. How do you sit down and have a conversation with yourself or your family or whomever? Someone else has it with you. Maybe the general manager does or player personnel guy does. Then when you can arrive at the decision that it's over, how do you have it with yourself instead of letting someone else have it with you when your career is done?
I think you got to look at the film. I think you got to look at the tape. You know, the eye in the sky never lies, and understanding where you are in your career. And sometimes, you know, some players might not believe what they see. You know, they might feel like, you know, they still have it. But the eye in the sky doesn't lie, and I think that is the best conversation to have, is based on what you're seeing and based on what you're feeling. Every player may get not every player will have the opportunity to have that conversation with themselves, right? Some players are forced out. Some players are basically allowed to have that conversation to dissect where they are in their career. But when you look at yourself and you see what you're doing on film, if you're not helping the team, if you're not the same productive, impactful player that you once was, that is the tell-all. You know, that is the deciding factor, in my opinion.
Brian, how tough was that for you at the end of your career? And did you have to do exactly that, where you had to watch and say, oh, man, I just don't have it anymore? How did that go?
I mean, for me, it was a little different, because My last year in Pittsburgh, you know, I tore my hamstring twice. And then when I finally got back cleared to be able to participate, I never got back to being the player that I once was. You know, having hamstring injuries is one thing, but tearing it is a whole nother thing, especially playing a position in the secondary where you rely on speed and quickness. And never getting back to the player that I was before the injury was a very, very tough thing to accept when that time came, because I felt like I could still go about my business and do things that I was once able to do. But upon training and you know, getting treatment and rehabbing, but never feeling like I felt, you know, that was the deciding factor for me. You know, that was the conversation that I had with myself, is that, you know, I'm not able to do things that I once did, especially at a consistent level, to be able to be helpful for an organization. And, you know, that was pretty much the conversation that I had. You know, I had a conversation with my hamstring, and that hamstring was telling me, like, listen, you know, the way these guys are moving, the things that you're supposed to do, you might not be able to do it at the level in which you would like to, and that's not a good thing.
Time right now is 9:08. Get your home sold guaranteed. And for top dollar, Gina G. and Petro at RE/MAX Select Realty. Visit GinaWillSellYourHome.com. BMAC, Bryant McFadden joining us. All things covered. Check out the podcast. It's so good, with his cousin Patrick Peterson. Okay, let's take us through these games. AFC Championship first. We'll talk a little about it. Take me through when you're on the field and you have to identify where Tyreek Hill is. It's almost like a center or whoever's making the calls offensively identifying where the middle linebacker is. Do you have to know where he is on every play? And how do you go ahead and set your defense after figuring out where he is coming out of the huddle or coming to the scrimmage line? Like, how crazy is that?
You better know what number 10 is, because if you don't, he can hurt you. But setting the defense to him is something that you won't do. Usually the defense sets to the strength of the formation, and that can be established by any player. You know what I mean? Wherever the strength of the formation is, sometimes they line him up anywhere. He could be on the weak side of the formation or the strong side of the formation. So he's not a guy you would set the formation to. He's not a guy you would not set the strength of the defense to. But he is a guy you need to know. I know sometimes when I played in Pittsburgh, when we played against an elite offensive guy, especially a pass catcher, you know, we always will understand, know where he is. You know, we didn't really huddle, but we always kind of gathered together in the field to get the defensive call, you know what I mean? Especially if we're going against a team that huddles. They don't rely on tempo. But, you know, we will always have a guy. You know, maybe it would be the strong safety, free safety, or corner. You're like, hey, number 10 is on the right side, or just something that we would collectively understand and knowing. But as far as setting the strength of the defense to him, nah. It all depends on where he lines up. You know what I mean? With their defense, with their offense, one thing that I love with Andy Reid and Eric Bieniemy, they utilize their players so well because they move them around a lot. You can't really predetermine where they may be because they're everyone in the formation.
BMAC, what if they have to utilize Chad Henne instead of Patrick Mahomes? Do the Chiefs have any chance if that's the case?
They have a chance, but I don't like their chances. I said this yesterday, you know, recording my show with Pat. If you're a guy that loves to partake in betting, I think you should jump on this game right now, getting three. Pat Mahomes is some line movement, right? That margin could be 2, 2.5, maybe 1.5. To say the lead in the lineups, that line is 3. I think you should jump on it right now. If you
some technical difficulties with BMAC, we'll catch up with him again in the next couple weeks. You know what? I said that yesterday. That's the game that you jump on, and you jump on it early because
– get money.
You know, get money, right. Absolutely, because, you know, there's a really good chance. At least if you listen to what Andy Reid said. And, again, we'll catch up with Bryant McFadden in the next couple weeks. Check out his podcast, All Things Covered. Because if you listen to what Andy Reid said, and this is where everybody who bets on FanDuel, on anything, Parks Casino, whatever, anybody who bets is waiting on pins and needles to see what's going on with Patrick Mahomes. And if you're Andy Reid, and this is the kind of the crazy things with the playoffs, with the NFL injury protocol, you kind of have to update every single day what Mahomes is doing. And especially in that concussion protocol, like, you just don't know. It's just pass or fail. Like, you're in or you're out. It's going to be a real tenuous week watching that injury report for people who are, well, just kind of root for the Buffalo Bills, and then people who bet games, Jim. It's a crazy time. But what Andy Reid's first inclination, just even right after the game pretty much, was, well, it's, you know, better than we thought and all things are looking good. I don't know how he could have said that right after the game, but he did. But yeah, this is it's a tenuous time for sure.
Right. Well, we talked about, well, we know, we've seen it happen in various sports. It's like right away, things may look okay, but then a day later, when a player wakes up, all of a sudden there are some symptoms that manifest themselves that may not have initially. The thing about the concussion protocol, which is interesting, is that the teams don't have to say anything about those guys.
Correct.
And so it's not like where, you know, with Ben, with an elbow or a knee or whatever it is, where,
or broken
and
toes,
these guys can't,
right,
practice.
Yes. Yes.
Right, right. Ben, I don't think Ben had broken toes.
Right,
I'd
right,
have
right.
to check with
yeah.
Coach Cower.
Correct.
But you can't. You're not going to get a look at him, and they don't have to update on his status because you're in the protocol until you're not, and he's going to be there until Sunday, right? So he could be passing tests, and we'll probably hear, you know, some whispers about, yeah, it looks like he's okay. And, you know, I don't know, maybe they will say something about him,
and
but
that,
I don't think they don't have to, so I don't think they will.
Right, and then that takes totally the focus off over the spotlight off of any kind of COVID issues. Like, don't forget that that could still all come up, which is nuts at this time of year. Really, I mean, we're in the...
That's true. No, you're right. Yeah.
Everybody is so hyper-focused on Mahomes' health in terms of his head, and should be. I mean, the guy got his bell rung, for sure. I mean, it was scary to see the way that the offensive linemen grabbed him and were like, whoa, trainer, get out here. That we've now lost, not lost focus, but you almost forget about all the COVID issues that could arise and what
That's
could
right.
happen. So it is kind of nuts. That, and then the other game, the NFC game, I keep going back and forth on, is Tom Brady's magic just due to run out? Or is Tom Brady magic and he's just, well, always magic? And he has so many darn weapons. I mean, and AB wasn't even healthy last game. His knee was dinged up. I guess he got an MRI earlier this week. Like, that's a guy that, oh, AB's hurt. Ah, no big deal. That's fine. So it really is something. It's totally.
They were good without him.
Oh, yeah.
Right, I know Mike Evans was hurt for a good portion of the year. But, you know, and Godwin... You know, he didn't make what would have been a really good catch in the game. But Godwin and Evans, that's a great duo to begin with. And then you throw AB in there.
Well, they throw it to, like, Cameron Brate every once in a while. Cameron Brate
that's
would
true.
Come here to Pittsburgh and catch – I'm telling you, he'd catch 11 balls a game here. He would be their, he would be Ben's absolute safety blanket. He would be a stunner in this offense that Brate, the guy from Harvard. He'd be incredible. He'd be incredible for the Steelers. By the way, who did you say that B-Mac said when you were talking to him off air before his phone cut out? Who's he having on his podcast? Who's always pump his podcast?
Steve Smith.
Steve Smith.
Steve Smith Sr.
Steve
Sr.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Of course.
Yes.
Right.
B-Mac has some big names, man. He's connected.
He doesn't miss.
No, he doesn't miss. Patrick Peterson.
He's got two rings.
He does, but Patrick Peterson's also.
Oh.
I have a feeling Pat Peterson kind of books some of the guests.
The two combined.
Yeah.
Shaq.
They know people. They absolutely know people.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.